Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Bitcoin rose above $72,000 this morning ahead of the halving expected later this month, boosting Ordinal and BRC20 ecosystem bets, even as the broader crypto market remained little changed. Some Bitcoin ecosystem tokens and projects rose as traders expect a rally following the halving. These bets are a way to gain proxy exposure to Bitcoin's rise without using futures products or leverage. BRC20 categories of tokens gained nearly 6% in the past 24 hours. U.S. crypto-related stocks are looking to start the week on a positive note as Bitcoin climbed past that $72,000 mark for the first time since March. Coinbase added 4.9% in pre-market trading, MicroStrategy rose 10%, and BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF IBIT added around 6.5%. Among miners, Marathon Digital added 5.2%, while Hut 8, which merged with US Bitcoin Corp last year, gained 5.6%. And a New York jury found Terraform Labs and co-founder Do Kwon liable on civil fraud charges brought by the SEC in connection with the $40 billion implosion of the Terra ecosystem in 2022. The SEC accused both parties of misleading investors about the stability of the algorithmic native stablecoin Terra USD. Kwon was not present for the trial. Instead, he is stuck in Montenegro, where he's been since he was arrested in March last year after attempting to travel on false documents. Kwon also faces criminal charges in the U.S. and South Korea. That's it for CoinDesk Daily today. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.